It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Every Friday, just after 11 o'clock, we bring our friend Belton Johnson onto the show, and we not only have some sort of a delectable recipe from Belton, but we get a chance to catch up on what we've missed, and today will be no exception. Belton Johnson joining us by phone. Belton, thanks for joining the show today.
Oh, absolutely. How's it going there today, Evan?
It's going good. So last week on Friday, you and I talked about the CNIB Saskatchewan Guide Dog Gala that was happening on Saturday night because you and I were part of an auction package that was being auctioned off. Were you nervous about this at all?
Well, I was kind of a bit nervous, right? When you're cooking barbecue and everything, depending on the size and everything, how many people that. But you know what? I love cooking, Evan, so bring it on.
I know. And so, yeah, this was a great prize package. So here's what it was. First of all, Doug and our friends at Northern Fireplace threw in a beautiful smoker, well over $2,000 value. So the smoker was part of the package. You get a backyard barbecue for 12 people. Belton Johnson does the smoking of the brisket, and then we've got a few other goodies that gets through. It's basically a menu for you and 11 of your friends in your backyard. Belton and I are there. I don't know why I'm there. I'm not cooking. Am I pouring drinks, Belton? I don't even know what my job's going to be.
Well, we'll figure out something, Evan. We both like to eat, I know, so that'll be part of it.
Are you saying I'm there to eat? Okay, well, fair enough. Anyway, Joe Cardiff from Cardiff Collision in Regina, Cardiff Car Care and Collision. They are great supporters of the community, and Joe was the successful winner of that auction. It went high. The price tag was in the thousands, which I thought was awesome, of course, for the cause of CNIB Guide Dogs, and thanks to Joe and the crew at Cardiff Collision for sponsoring that. Yeah, this is going to be a great event. I look forward to being in a backyard with you, Joe, and 11 of his friends.
Oh, it's going to be a good time, man. I just hope everybody's ready to, like you said, we're going to have a good time, and that brings people together.
Yeah.
Like barbecue.
Like barbecue, that's right. We're going to get to your recipe here, smoked beef brisket, in just a second. Riders draft picks on draft day. Curtis Rourke, quarterback, first pick for the Riders. What are your thoughts on that, Belton?
I think I'm okay with that, Evan. Again, I know he was drafted, by the 49ers
That's right.
to the NFL there, right? But, again, you never know what happened with, the draft and players down south there. And you know what? I had the privilege of listening about the young man, my brother, who was coaching at Purdue at the time, right? He played at the University of Indiana. So my brother knew all about Rourke and everything and praised him. And he had a great year in college. So.
Oh, that's good. Well, this is the younger brother of BC Lions, Nathan Rourke, Curtis Rourke. He went third round, 25th overall. Riders picked him. Seventh round, 227th overall in the NFL draft. You're right, Belton, to the San Francisco 49ers. As I look at the other picks for the Riders, one that I'm sure you're happy to see, this big old lineman, Eric Anderson, 6'6", 314 pounds, two-time U-Sport All-Canadian. Good to have some new O-line blood coming into the Rider organization.
Hey, 6'6", 314 pounds. That's all I had to hear, Evan. the young man looked like he, from what I had saw and seen, it looked like he's got some pretty good hands, for punching and everything, and some pretty decent feet, I thought. And yeah, I don't think you could have enough offensive linemen, especially what we learned with last year, right? So, bring him in. Let's see what he's got.
Bring him in. Bring him out. That's right. Belton Johnson is our guest. Okay. Smoked beef brisket. It's perfect timing. We've got a beautiful weekend. I know people will be copying this recipe down and will be giving it a shot this weekend. Let's get into this, Belton.
All right. Smoked beef brisket. And I'm looking forward to cooking this up here, Evan. So the first thing we want to do is slather yellow mustard on the brisket, and when we slather it on, you don't have to overdo it, just enough to get it covered good and everything. And then we want to use that favorite Rupp seasoning. And Evan, you know me, if you heard me say it once, twice, three times, we cover
every nook and cranny, Belton. Get it in there.
Yes, sir, with that rub seasoning. So once we got it rubbed in the tradition, this is the way I like to do my brisket. Once it's rubbed and everything, you know, I tend to put it away in the fridge just, you know, overnight and everything. So the next day, we're going to get that smoker cranked up to 225 degrees. You know, again, make sure you take the brisket out of the fridge a few hours beforehand just to bring it up to room temperature a bit. And we're going to toss the brisket on the smoker there, Evan. Are you still with
me? I'm right here, buddy. You bet.
All right. So the smoker's going. We got the brisket on the smoker. And I normally let it smoke for at least 3 hours before even trying to open the smoker up and everything. But I like for that brisket to hit an internal temperature of about 165 degrees.
Okay.
So once that's done, so once it hits that 165 degrees, we take the brisket off, and I like to wrap it in butcher paper or foil paper. And once we got it wrapped, we put the brisket back onto the smoker, and we're gonna let it continue to cook there until it hits an internal temperature of 190 degrees.
Okay.
Now, Evan, once it's hit that 190 degrees, we're going to take the brisket off. And I like to place the brisket in my – I have a cooler. I don't even put beer or anything in it. It's just it's my brisket cooler. So we're going to put the wrapped brisket in a cooler, and we're going to let it sit there and let it rest because it'll still keep cooking a bit there, right?
Yep.
And out there about an hour in the cooler, the brisket's ready. And guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yes, it is. Okay, I make the list every once in a while just for giggle purposes. Mm-hmm. Here's your words. Slather, rub, cool, crank, toss, smoke, hit, wrap, cook, place, rest, eat.
Sound like some good action words.
It's that simple. Some good action words, that's right. Belton, hey, by the way, didn't you get a new smoker?
I did, Evan.
How is it?
And I haven't broken it in just yet here. So I have used it. I grilled some steaks and everything. But, yes, I plan on even today here, I think my wife, we're going to toss on some more steaks here. And you know me, when I get a new toy, I'm putting brisket on there. I'm going to put the steaks on there, some sausages, some turkey.
Keep her going. Keep her going. Well, it was actually a texter that reminded me saying, didn't Belton get a new smoker? And what kind did he get again? What kind did you get?
I got the Yoder smoker. I think it's probably the best smoker on the market, to be honest with you. And that sucker's heavy, Evan. It weighs 300 pounds easily.
A little less than the O-lineman that the Riders just drafted.
Yes, sir.
All right, Belton. Well, listen, as always, love having you on the show. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Hey, have a good one.
Belton Johnson, it's eating time, and the smoked beef brisket recipe will be online. Belton usually puts it online, and we'll have it up on our Facebook page as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.